At this point, I will introduce a breathing meditation and a reflection on your motivation and aspirations, or focus, for doing this course. This is a traditional way to begin any action, study, or meditation in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. I will describe them, then you can use the pause button to make the space to do them. These meditations are not included individually with the recorded meditations. This breathing meditation clears and settles the mind, creating a conducive and receptive inner environment in which the teachings can take hold. The motivational reflection sets the point of focus and intention for us in our study and meditation or other actions during the day, grounding our work in the reality of our real aspirations. It creates a framework within which our study and practice becomes meaningful, giving it direction and purpose. I suggest strongly that you use these two techniques each time you begin a new session of study, discussion, or meditation, whether you are in a group or studying on your own. Even if you sit down for just half an hour to read one of the books, do a short breathing meditation and adjust your focus. As with any endeavor, the outcome of your spiritual practice will be much more satisfactory if you do the appropriate preparations and groundwork before you start. So first, the breathing meditation. Sit comfortably with a straight back, relaxed and settled. Close your eyes and just allow your awareness to settle on the in and out cycle of your breathing. Using the area at the opening of your nostrils, where you can feel the sensation of the breath as a focal point to experience the flow of your breath. Breathe naturally and gently, without any manipulation of the breath whatsoever. Ground the mind in that gentle, rhythmic cycle of inhalation and exhalation. Sometimes the breath will be long and deep, sometimes shallow and fast, sometimes coarse, others subtle. Just let it be and watch. That's all. As thoughts, emotions, feelings, and so forth arise as distractions to your awareness of the breath, gently let them go without any consideration or involvement, and softly bring the mind back to the breath. Breathing in, breathing out, letting go. Breathing in, breathing out, sitting still. Letting the mind be, simply watching its flow and returning to the breath each time the mind wanders. Maintain a neutral awareness, simply watching the breath without any involvement whatsoever in the contents of your mind. Think of yourself as a cool scientific observer, detached but vigilant, and do this for 5 to 10 minutes. Then, with your still, clear mind, imagine that you are surrounded by all the people of your life, all your friends and loved ones, those people for whom you care deeply, those with whom you have positive and constructive relationships, spouses, lovers, children, relatives, colleagues, and dear friends. Then imagine all those people you have difficulty with, people who are irritating, with whom you are angry, or who are angry with you, whoever it is that poses a problem for you, who you would like to avoid. And finally, imagine all the strangers in your life, the person in front of you in the queue at the supermarket, the bank teller, the person in the car next to you at the traffic lights. Those people, though they pass through your lives, who we don't think much about, whose names we don't know, who we don't know who they are, and for the most part, we treat them with uninterested disregard. Imagine that all these people of your life are doing this course with you, studying, reflecting, meditating with you. They are, as Zen Master Katagiri Roshi said, the contents of your life. Then, surrounded by these people, reflect on what brought you to this course. Why do you want to do it? What are your aspirations with regard to doing it? What do you want to take away with you? What are your goals? What do you want? Consider how the fulfillment of these goals might affect you and those around you, and try to expand your aspirations to include not only your own welfare, but also the benefit of all those people of your life. Beginning to think beyond your own individual desires and wishes, expanding your mind and heart, opening out to others, is a way that, in and of itself, begins the transformation process that is at the heart of Indo-Tibetan Mahayana Buddhism. So now, before you continue, use the pause button and do these two short meditations. If necessary, listen to the instructions again.